The Olympics from 1912 to 1952 weren't just about sports, but art. Medals were given out for painting, sculpture, literature, music, and architecture. The only caveat being that the pieces must be inspired by sport. But a good deal of suspicion surrounded this outsider organization that suddenly began judging art. Songs were assessed by sheet music, leading to some confusion, and the medals were spotty. Some years there were no winners at all. And in 1932, for instance, Josef Suk won silver for this song, though no first or third prizes were awarded. In Amsterdam, 1928, the winning architect submitted his design for a completed project, that year's Olympic Stadium. A sketch of two rugby players won the gold in drawing. A Frenchman, an International Olympic Committee president, Pierre de Coubertin, submitted his own poem, Ode to Sport, under a pseudonym, winning Germany a gold in mixed literature in 1912. Following a hiatus during World War II, an American named Avery Brundage took charge. He was passionate about amateurism and maintained that the purity of the event was threatened if it were to be swayed by the weight of money. Because artists often sold their pieces after closing, the events never returned. But recently, the Olympics have given the arts another try. Since 2004, the committee has given significant cash prizes for sculpture and graphic design, but still, no medals yet. For KMEW, I'm Andrew Bales.